Hello, there's me, Chris.
Caitlin.
And this is a first. I am taking my 16-year-old daughter to see her first R-rated movie that she wants to see, and it's really inappropriate. So, I'm taking her to see some stuff. I saw Porky's and Stripes. Imagine the nerves. I saw stuff when I was a lot younger. Airplane, you know. So we're seeing Pop Star, Never Stops, Never Stopping. And she loves Andy Samberg, right, babes?
Yeah.
So I had to leave Luke at home. So it's me and the daughter, father and daughter, out seeing an inappropriate movie. That is all. Say bye, bud.
Bye, bud.
Bye, bud. Hello, me Chris.
Caitlin.
That's my daughter Caitlin, and we just got seen Pop Star, Never Stop, Never Stopping. And it was funny. It was really funny. A lot of laughs. She laughed a lot.
Yeah. I loved it.
You loved it?
Yeah.
She loved it. She loves Andy Samberg. He's funny. People don't like him. But I think he's a funny guy. And it even had Judd Apatow's appendage. It was Judd Apatow's appendage.
You hold this up too high.
Too high? What do you mean? Like this?
I'm
like
not
this?
Tall enough.
I don't know. Well, the pushers up high.
Okay.
You know
okay.
What I mean? Anyway, funny movie. It was good. Nah, we're just talking, being idiots. Thanks, man. All right. See. It's so funny. Say goodbye, bud.
Bye, bud.
Bye, bud. Pop Star. Hi there, me Chris.
Luke.
And we are about to see Me Before You, which is actually a movie that Caitlin and Kelly want to go see. Huh, buddy?
It looks awful.
He thinks it looks awful. Why? It hurts me a lot of tears, so I'll probably be crying big time. But we're here for them today, mostly. Huh, buddy? And yes, buddy, does still rock. Alright, say this to bye, buddy.
Bye-bud.
Bye, bud. Hi there, me Chris.
Luke. Caitlin.
What did we just see, Caitlin?
Me Before You.
Me Before You. All I can say, here we can walk. All I can say is that Kleenex just sold 10,000 boxes of tissues just for me alone. But I think it was really good, but I think it was just selfish.
It was awful.
Buddy hated it. Why'd you hate it?
It's boring.
It's boring. People dying are boring to Buddy.
Wow, you just spoiled it.
Well, it's in the trailer. He's dying, you know?
I liked it because it highlights a real issue.
There you have it, from a 16-year-old girl. Even though he was selfish?
Yeah.
He didn't think of his parents or the girl who loved him. Just thought of himself.
That's what happens in real life, so.
There you have it. Alright, say bye, bud. Say bye, bud. Say
bye, bud.
Bye, bud. Chris.
Luke.
And we're seeing The Conjuring 2. Daughter right there. Her is really scary. You're not gonna jump?
Nope.
Look, wait. Throw my head. Wait. Now it's on your head. Alright, we'll see if Buddy jumps during this movie. He's gonna jump.
No.
He's gonna jump.
No.
Yes, he is.
No.
Alright. Conjuring 2. That's what we're saying. Say, boo, Buddy.
Boo!
Buddy. Boo, Buddy.
Boo!
Buddy.
What?
Say, boo, Buddy.
Oh, boo, Buddy.
Alright.
What?
You still scared?
No.
I am, Chris.
Luke.
And you should have seen him jump out of his seat like this. He jumped in the air. And I jumped because he jumped. It was really...
How many times did he jump?
Maybe twice or three times, but it was really, really, really good. It's a good movie for once. A horror movie that sometimes scares you at the right spots. I watched it with this guy. It was just fantastic. Huh, buddy? It was spooky. It conjured up some good spookiness.
Jesus!
Alright, so say goodbye, buddy.
That old guy scared me.
Old guys, it was spooky. Be spooky. Bye, say bud. Goodbye, buddy. Bye, bud. Adam and Chris.
Luke.
We're seeing Warcraft. I don't know why. It came out.
You wanted to see it.
It looks like crap. Warcraft. But I gotta see it. I gotta see how bad it is. Never played the game. Never will.
Is it a game?
Yes. But two worlds, one home, Warcraft. Sounds good, huh? Alright, bud. Say bye, trolley thing.
Bye, trolley thing.
Bye, trolley thing. Hi there, it's me, Ogre Chris. This is Troll, whatever they're calling, Luke. I have no idea.
They're not trolls, they're orcs.
Oh, they're orcs.
No, orbs.
Orcs.
No, they're orcs.
They're orbs. I think it's orcs.
No, they're orbs.
Whatever they are. I don't know what
they're
the...
orbs.
Never played a minute of this game. Don't, never will, don't care. But the CGI and the effects were not that bad. And that's what was really interesting. And there was a hot one. There's a girl who was like a green one. Orb, orc. She was cute.
Orbs,
huh?
They're
and
orbs.
Not orbs, they're orcs.
The girl one was orcs, but the other ones were orcs.
But there's orcs and orbs?
I said, were you paying attention?
Yeah, just paying attention. Well, whatever it is. It was interesting, it was fun, it was a good time. Orc, orb, Shrek, whatever it is. I have no idea.
They're orbs and orcs.
There's orbs and orcs? Are you sure?
They can either be called orcs or orbs.
Man, I don't think you're saying anything right here. I don't know. Maybe we'll see it again. We'll see it again. Alright, say...
Could you?
No. Say goodbye, orc orb.
Goodbye, orc orbs.
Bye, orb. I can't see a damn thing.
Me either.
Hi, me Chris.
Luke.
Look at that. Bradley. And we're seeing Now You See Me 2 on a Monday at 3:30 in the afternoon. I just worked my eight in overtime. It's a good day. Missed you over the weekend. We're seeing this with all these people.
Who's that? Who's that?
That's Michael Caine. That's Harry Potter. That's the Hulk.
That's
Franco. It's Woody Harrelson. Morgan Freeman. That's like Luthor. Who's that? I don't know who that is. So now we're seeing it. Now, ready?
We saw the first one.
We did. And we're going to vanish now, just like this. It's magic. Ready?
It's magic.
And poof. Did we do it? Say bye, bud.
Bye, bud.
That was magic. You do it. Hi, me Chris.
Luke.
And fam's over there, going to the car. We just got done seeing Now You See Me 2, which some sequels don't need. Yeah, that, some movies don't need sequels, and this is one of them.
That guy's handsome.
He's handsome. Franco. Right
not, not that guy.
This guy's cool. Woody Harrison's cool.
What else is he from?
It's Cheers. You don't even know that. The movie was fun. You don't have to see this now, but when you see it, you have a good time. Right, buddy?
Mm-hmm.
What's up my sleeve? I have no sleeves. Say, abracadabra, buddy.
Abracadabra.
See, look right there. That right there. Say abracadabra, buddy.
Abracadabra.
Abracadabra, buddy. Poof. Hi there, me Chris.
Luke.
Central Intelligence. I'm the Rock, and you're Kevin Hart. Okay. All right. Do his look.
You do it.
I'm the Rock. Can't do it.
Is that
her
dad?
A little bit. I can't do what he does.
Sticky.
It's sticky. With the family. Another theater. We're seeing Central Intelligence. Ew. Yeah, don't walk over there. Disgusting. Alright, say, can you smell what the buddy is cooking? Say it.
Can you smell what the buddy's cooking?
Is that a question?
No, okay. I don't know.
Alright, say bye, Rock.
Bye, Rock.
Bye, Rock. Hello, me Chris.
Luke.
We just got done seeing Central Intelligence, and it was not belly laughter. It had its moments. I did like snicker and half smile here and there, but it wasn't hysterical. A lot of cool cameos. The bloopers at the end, I left more at than the whole movie. But did have Hart and a big Johnson. So anyway, that's what we saw. I would agree we eat at Olive Garden, right, buddy?
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, say bye, Big Johnson.
Bye, Big Johnson.
Bye, Big Johnson.